an effort to give local independent businesses in Tampa a boost by allowing them a preference to bid for city contracts was debated at the Tampa City Council today. The discussion began with a presentation by Greg Spearman, the director of purchasing with the City of Tampa. He said that a survey of contracts issued by the city in the past year showed that 82% of such contracts were awarded to businesses within the five-county Tampa Bay area. In respect to whether the city should have a local vendor preference program, Spearman laid out the pros and cons.
One of the advantages is that local firms are given an additional opportunity to be awarded city contracts. The disadvantage is that it doesn't appear to be as large of an issue, and that most of our vendors within the five-county area are already receiving a substantial share of the city's business.
But several council members questioned Spearman's data and even the city's definition of what is a locally owned business. As revealed by Gregory Hart with the city's Small Minority Business Development Office, the definition includes big box retailers.
As long as the enterprise has a full operating business domiciled here and is conducting and providing services out of that establishment.
That prompted Councilwoman Mary Mulhern to do a double take.
If we do something with Home Depot, is that considered we have a contract with them, or Office Depot? Are those considered local businesses because they have stores here?
If they have stores here, they would be considered a local business.
Getting back to the issue at hand, Councilman Jung Dingfelder inquired whether the city had monitored how such preferences for local businesses had worked in other localities in Florida.
Hollywood, Florida gives a 3% preference. Lakeland gives a 2% preference. Osceola County gives a 3% preference. Miami Gardens gives a 5% preference. That's where I'm coming from. I'm not saying we take all the bids and we throw out the out-of-towners and we just take local bidders. Okay, what I'm suggesting is that perhaps we consider mimicking on a very preliminary basis some of these other municipalities and counties.
Spearman said the only local government that he'd spoken with were officials from Broward County, which established a 10% preference for local businesses. He said that it had only been used roughly 10 times in the past few years. Dingfelder thought that high percentage could have skewed the results in Broward and said that whatever preference the city established would undoubtedly be much smaller than that. City Councilman Charlie Miranda gave a dissenting opinion. He said he admires local businesses, but wouldn't want to give a preference since he said it would ultimately hurt local taxpayers.
So what we're saying is that we as individuals would, in our own homes, would set something up for bid, and we would choose something other than the lowest bidder to build our house, to buy a refrigerator, to do something of some nature of repairs because they're local. So what I'm saying is I don't quite understand the ramifications of us going into this, other than what has not been said, that the general population at the end of the day will pay something more than what they're paying for it today.
Councilman Joseph Catano said that as a local businessman himself, he knows the playing field is tilted for nationally based companies.
Now, I'm in the hair salon business. I can't compete with Fantastic Sam. They do national advertising. We may do better work than they do, but when they throw something on the air, it goes all over the United States. Anybody that's a franchise holder for Fantastic Sam's has that advantage. They're paying for it in their initiation fee when they buy that franchise. But I support local businesses. I'm a local business person. I've been here 21 years. It's difficult, especially when you're up against the big ones.
Ted Taub is an attorney who works in Tampa supporting independent businesses. He proposed that the city give an 8% edge to local businesses, but said the city should at least review all the current data available before coming to a decision.
We've learned recently that Orange County has enacted a similar ordinance. Sarasota has. We would like to take some of the studies that Mr. Spearman has presented to you, talk to Mr. Spearman more, and come back to you in 30 days or 60 days and have, I think, a more useful dialogue.
Carla Jimenez runs Inkwood Books in South Tampa. She serves on the National Board of the American Independent Business Alliance. She argued fiercely that all economic analysis indicates that local businesses keep more money in the local community.
Up to 80% of the money spent in national chains literally leaves town in the overnight deposit. This is including consideration of the number of jobs that they have. I think it's really pretty well known, and I don't have the exact figures on this, but that 75% or 80% of the jobs in any locale are from locally owned independent businesses, or small businesses, how they're defined. So the jobs are really a red herring. The bottom line is that, yes, they pay property taxes, as the gentleman before me mentioned, all those other kinds of taxes, but the profits do not stay here. Locally owned independent businesses, we live here, we own homes here, our heels are dug in, our children go to public schools, we vote.
The council then broke down while trying to decide on where to go next in terms of crafting policy. Leading Councilman Miranda did denounce those in support of a local preference of playing politics.
Are we saying then that if you have a professional football team or baseball team, you got to have local participation? How far are we going to go with this thing?
You're not understanding.
No, I understand very clearly where you're coming from.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, it's political. Oh, yes, I do.
He has a floor.
I may look stupid, but there's a brain in here.